All right, monsters, you know how we do it. It's a fantastic Friday. We always got to go big. 2024, exciting band with a new album. Of course, we all know that when it comes to hits, man, this guy's got it all. But this time around, this new project, actually, it's new album with the band. It's really, really exciting with a new label as well. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. The Bleachers, Jack Antonov. Hey, Jack.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, 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 good. Where are you joining us from?
I'm in New York City right now. We just got back from we just played on TV and now we're going to get everything ready for the first show tomorrow in New York.
Hey, you know, when it comes to like a TV show like that, a TV gig, then all of a sudden, of course, there everybody's excited for this new album that you guys are coming out with, dropping on March 8th. I mean, what's the anticipation like?
It's indescribable. It's crazy. I mean, because you work. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like you spend the past 2 years basically writing this diary and recording this sound I heard in my head and obsessing over it. And then out of nowhere, one day, this thing that is totally private goes out to the entire world. It's the weirdest, freakiest feeling.
And then, you know, and then to hear people sing along and catch on to it. I mean, the sound itself, it's pretty much reminds you of drive music, just letting loose. Yeah. You know what I mean? What's the inspiration behind it?
I've always felt like running away. I don't know why. And then the music I've loved has always felt like running away too. So I just, that's the music I listen to. It's the music I make. And I spent so much of my life trying to figure out why I am this way. And I kind of stopped at some point and just, you know, it's just how I write. It's how I feel myself. It's how I hear myself.
And, you know, to honestly express yourself through music, it is quite a challenge, but it's something that you are really good at. You know what I mean? But when it comes to you and your writing process, do you listen to any albums that you grew up with, or is it completely drain it all out and just let loose? What do you do when it comes to writing?
Sometimes I listen to things, but honestly, for the most part, when I'm writing, I'm really, really only thinking about what I'm writing. And I really just don't, and it's not even intentional. Like I feel like I just get totally obsessed with what I'm working on. And then I'm only listening to things I'm working on, and I'm listening to more and more, and I'm listening to when I'm walking down the street, and I'm listening to when I'm here, and I'm listening to it there. And I just get really wrapped up in what I'm making. It's not like, I can't explain it because it sounds so, it just happens. And it happens every time. And every time I think, oh, I want to listen to all this music, I want to listen to this kind of music, that kind of music. And then once I hit that point where I'm deep in an album, that's the only thing in my headphones.
It's just the complete body of work, as they do say, right? It's when you do create an album, is it like from the beginning until the end of the, you know, the last track, does it all tell one story? Or is it more of like, all right, it's a collection of the singles and the hits and put it all in a record?
No, it's really about one body of work. Mm-hmm. You know, you could have a million songs and not have an album. An album is is this group of material that tells the story. Mm-hmm. And it's a very sacred thing. And I'm always thinking about albums. Mm-hmm. I love it when I get a song that I love and it's great, it's awesome and cool. But what I really care about is how they all work into the album.
And then, you know, with the work on an album and the full work, that's it also when it comes to music videos. How does that cross over?
Yeah, it's a huge part of it. I mean, it's all, you're building a universe. Mm-hmm. You're building one universe that all these things live in. And the second something steps out of the universe, it feels almost terrible because the universe is so, it's so real. It's everything that you've been going through and feel. So I get obsessed with living only in this space that I'm building.
And it's amazing because how you can keep it so pure, you know what I mean? And nowadays, you know, that's very rare. And, you know, how do you keep it so pure? Do you channel out the world or how do you do it?
Kind of, you know, I go into the spaces where I work and I just don't think about anything. I don't want to think about anything besides what I've, whatever is going on inside me. And it takes a lot of practice, but I've done it for so long now that I feel like I can go to this sort of magical place. I just go. That's where I go every day.
And, you know, you, this time around, of course, it's your fourth studio album with the new label. How is that going? I mean, for me, like, growing up, Nirvana, when they, you know, the Geffen album, and then, of course, the Sub Pop albums, it's a completely different feel. So was there, is there a different feel to this one with this label?
Yeah, but I'm going the other way. You know, I was on major labels, and now this is my first Bleachers album on the new label, and it feels amazing. It feels so much... it feels light and free, and like I just am delivering as the music I made has only ever been what I wanted it to be, but I felt like in the past I used to have to jump through more hoops to protect it. And now I feel like I really am just supported.
So like complete 100% freedom. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, Jack.
Yeah, and I always
do you.
The result was always freedom, but I just had to drag more people along with me, and it was exhausting. And I don't want to have to do that anymore.
And it's cool, man. Congratulations on this new thing. March 8th, we know it's going to drop. You know, what's to anticipate in this full album? What's to expect for the people?
It's a journey. It's a long journey. It's a album that is, it's like sitting in a room with me right now.
Is there any chances you're going to take this on tour, that you're going to be in the Philippines? Because many
I
of
definitely
your fans
want
are
to come
in.
To the Philippines. No, I'm dying to come to the Philippines. I know I have so many great fans there, and I promise you I'm bringing Bleachers there. What's the best festival to play? Is it better to come in headline, or is it better to come and do a festival?
Do a festival. It's great. So it's a whole feel. You know what I mean? But, you know, if you could close out a whole arena, do it. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be something exciting.
No, I want to be there so badly. I love that part of the world.
Have you ever been to the Philippines with your previous work?
I've been once, and it was like, this show was fucking amazing. It was an old band. It was just so crazy and amazing. But it's also like, I just think it's the best fans. I see them online all the time. I see so many kids from the Philippines talking about the music, and I feel like I know them, and I want to come with Bleachers.
You know, we're pretty much excited for you to get here. I mean, that's what it's about for you. You know, Tiny Moves, big song. Love, I mean, what's the inspiration behind it? I see a New York City backlight. You know what I mean? And who was the girl dancing?
That's my wife.
Okay, great. I mean, how did you get her in it?
She choreographed it. She directed it. That video was all her. Uh-huh. I just stood in the car. But it's about how when you're falling in love, every tiny thing that happens feels earth-shattering. Uh-huh. And so I liked the idea that I would just be like sort of frozen in the video watching her.
It's so amazing. You know what I mean? And it gave us that feel, especially here. You know, it just entered our charts in the Monster. So it's a countdown.
Holy
top
shit,
seven.
Really?
It's a different feel for all of us. It's like, yo, reminds me of 80s, 90s drive music. And it's just letting loose. And I was checking out the video. I'm like, okay, then you tell me it's your wife. It's just all, you know what I mean? It is the universe.
I always want to have the song that doesn't sound like the other songs.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's always all about.
That's what I always want. And I just... Okay, so you're saying people in the Philippines are going to know Tiny Moves?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Most definitely, especially at the Monster, we're going to make sure they hear it.
Then we got to come play. We have to get our asses over there.
Yeah, man. It'll be great. You know, for those that are tuning in, we do have Jack Antonoff. He is joining us and live from New York City, talking about, of course, the album March 8th, Friday here in the Philippines. So it's going to drop. You're a couple of days from it. And, you know, for you, you know, let's just have a few random questions before we let you go, because I know you got a busy schedule. You know that. When it comes to making music and all that, when you're winning Grammys, how was that feeling when you first won your Grammy?
Crazy. Like you think about your whole life and you're like, how the hell did I get here? Absolutely.
And you know, you have any advice for upcoming music producers, songwriters, one who want to start, you know, a band, but then they don't know how to honestly express themselves? Because that's always a frustrating thing, you know?
I think that human beings are naturally made to express themselves. And then there's outside ideas that make people feel like they have to change themselves. And there's no secret, but if there is a secret, the only secret is just be yourself, because that's all that matters, is that if you just be yourself and you don't try to be anybody else, then what you make is just going to sound like you and sound completely unique, and then therefore it'll have a place in the world. And I think the industry tells so many people that it has to be this, it has to be that, this is what works, this is what doesn't work, and it's all bullshit. You know, it's just whatever the hell you love is what you should make.
Mm-hmm. And that's very much well said. You know, it's like, it's so challenging, but to honestly do express yourself and just fight for, you have to do a lot of fighting, right?
Yeah. You have to fight and protect yourself. And, I think of it as like emotional armor. You have to wear all this emotional armor, mm-hmm. just to keep your vision clean. Keep it clean. It's exactly how you hear it in your head.
Was there ever that one advice that you got from someone, or probably that you advised to yourself when you were starting your career, that up to this day you're still using it?
I mean, many people have said it to me, but basically the thing that people have said that has really stuck with me is, you want to go make what you don't hear out there. Mm-hmm. Go make what you don't hear. If you hear something, you don't need to make it. You know, most people have a feeling inside of them or a sound that is unique to them. And that's what you need to go make and share, is that special thing that makes you only you, you.
So great. Man. So it's like I'm talking to the reincarnation of Kurt Cobain, man. You know, when it comes to the view of things, and I'm a big fan of Kurt, man. But you know, Jack, can't wait to have you here back in Manila.
Thank you for playing the music, man. We're going to get ourselves over there, I promise.
All right. And of course, before we let you go, you have any message for all the monsters that are tuned in and all your fans here in the Philippines, and of course, the fans of the Bleachers?
I just cannot wait to come be with you. And I just, as soon as I... 15 right now, that's going to be the best Bleacher show ever.
All right, man. Exciting stuff. Jack, thank you very much for taking time. All right.
Awesome,
and I know you got a very busy schedule, but thank you very much. You'll bless us with some moments.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. You take care. All right.
Take care, man. Take care.
Thanks, man. All right. Peace out. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, Jack Antonoff. Don't forget to check it out. Bleachers are going to be dropping something new and exciting. This is going to be coming out this week, so keep it locked in here in the Monster. Once again, vote for the songs. I said it's all about Tiny Moves. Till then, my name is Rico Robles. This has been another Monster exclusive interview.